Blackbird School is a really exciting project, which is solving a problem that has pretty complex roots.
I am sitting here with Ness Blackbird of the Blackbird School. Thank you for joining us today, Ness. How are you?
Great, thanks.
Great. So we brought you in here to tell us a little bit about what you do. So can you tell us about what you do and what Blackbird School itself functions as?
Blackbird School is online software which is used in the classroom for teaching computer programming.
Blackbird School provides support for teachers, right? So Blackbird School will teach teachers how to then teach their students how to program.
That's exactly right. The exciting thing about Blackbird School, which is really different, is that for a teacher to teach with Blackbird School, they don't need a background in programming. They can just pick it up and learn right along with their students. We've made programming very accessible so that what we find is that students are very engaged with it. They really enjoy learning it. And this is not just kind of the geeks, the really smart kids. This is all the kids. From middle school onward, we found that students are really just enjoying it. We've been running pilot programs in Arleta Middle School and Jefferson High School. And in Arleta in particular, I mean, we have a big class full of middle school kids. They're actually mostly sixth graders. And its class is taught by a biology teacher who has learned programming just, you know, from Blackbird School. And it's going really well. The kids have learned an amazing amount. You know, what we find is that they'll actually, you know, you have a long class sometimes and, you know, you call a break after an hour and the kids will just stick around over the break and just keep programming because they're having a great time.
So one thing that I found really interesting about Blackbird School is that it teaches coding in a fun and friendly way. Yeah. Can you describe that a little bit for our listeners?
Well, the first thing to understand is that every lesson, every step of every lesson, everything that you can do, the system will respond to you in a way that you can understand. The problem with the way that most of this kind of software works is that it's using an unmodified programming language. And programming languages, these are engineering tools. This is true of all the programming languages that are out there, Python, JavaScript, all of them. They're made for engineering, and they're not made for teaching. So what we've had to do is we've written a version of JavaScript which is made for teaching. It's still JavaScript. It's the real thing. But it's a teaching version so that mistakes that you make, it will respond in a friendly way. And then what we've done is we've put this into lessons, and we've written a fairly sophisticated lesson processing system, a lesson presentation system. It gives you suggestions. It gives you hints. If you can't figure it out, it'll just tell you the right answer, and you move along. And then you'll kind of circle back around until you feel really comfortable with it.
Why do you think it's important for young students to learn how to code?
God, I mean, you know, this is the world that we're in today, right? I mean, these kids, they grow up using their phones and computers and stuff all day long. For them to have a sense of mastery and control that they can make these things do what they want, they're not just consumers. They're building the world that they're going to be in as adults. Of course, everybody knows that, you know, developer jobs, these are very good jobs. They pay very well. And unfortunately, we've seen a situation where most of those jobs are going to a narrow slice of people. They're mostly white guys, mostly from advantaged backgrounds. And Blackbird School aims to change that, and we really feel that we can because we've made this accessible enough. You can put it in any school we can go to, and we are going to rural school districts, bringing it to kids that have not expected that they were going to be learning this. So, you know, if we have listeners in rural areas, I invite you to call us. We will come out there. We will make sure that you have everything that you need to teach this. We want to go to Native American reservations, to schools around Portland and around the country, and indeed around the world, where, you know, there's different minorities. We're in Jefferson. We've been working with, there's a big variety of kids in Jefferson, and they're doing really well. They kind of come in all different colors and genders and all kinds of stuff there. And we're very excited that the class is doing great. Again, it's like mostly when you talk about like success stories of learning programming, you're talking about the one kid or maybe like the two kids that figured it out. Because with most systems, it's just really challenging because they're using technology that's difficult to work with. The reasons for that, I think, are kind of complicated, but what we're kind of here to say is, you know, you can make this technology really accessible, and we believe that we have. Like most people who learn to program, I learned it on my own. I mean, if you ask computer programmers, 75% will say that they are at least partly self-taught. That is pretty much the norm among programmers. You have to figure it out on your own because, honestly, the educational systems that we have in place don't make it accessible enough for most people to just kind of learn in class. You really kind of need to go home and obsess. And so that's what is happening these days, is that programming is being learned by people who obsess about it. That's the world of today. And that does create problems because our developers come from a narrow slice of like people from a mental point of view. I mean, to be blunt, most of us are on the spectrum. And, you know, we tend to look at programming as kind of an end in itself because we love it. We love it, and that's why we stuck with it long enough that we were actually able to learn it. I mean, we're not actually smart. Don't listen to anybody who says that developers are smarter than other people. It's not true. What we are is we're obsessed. And when you're obsessed, you get very good at something. That's how it goes. Back to where I was.
Well, let me ask you this question. Yeah. So coding, like you mentioned, coding is an obsession for you. So for you, starting Blackbird School, was that sort of an intersection of trying to provide coding, which is something you love, to students who are not the prime audience for minorities and women, basically?
Well, they haven't been. But, I mean, the educational system wants them to be. I mean, the educational system has put a lot of energy into trying to figure out how to teach coding to more people and, you know, kind of get it out there. There is a sense that, like, we have to figure out. There are many, I think there's, like, 24 states or something that have got learn to code initiatives of some kind or other going on. You know, the world of education feels that this is really important. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at Blackbird School, we just feel like we've got something to add here to it.
What's next for you? What's next for Blackbird School?
Blackbird School is really just getting started. You know, we have three or four classes going on right now, and we're talking to a number of schools and people. And so the next thing is we want to spread rapidly around Portland and then Oregon and then the United States and then the world. Blackbird School, our hope is to, we will be looking for investment funding in the near future, assuming that things kind of keep going on track, you know, so because it takes a lot of money to be, you know, advertising and getting yourself known across all 50 states and stuff, which is our plan for the near future.
The software itself is available to anybody.
That is correct. Yeah. If you just want to learn programming on your own, then you can just go to blackbird.school. That's www.blackbird.school. There's no com in there. It's just .school. And you can sign up, pay $10 a month for an account and learn to program.
That's awesome. Is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners today?
We would encourage parents in particular to call us and talk to us about how to get our system into your kids' schools. We find that the easiest way for us to get the attention of a school is by way of the parents. I mean, it's actually very difficult. We don't have actually salespeople. What we have is teachers. So we just hire teachers to go in and teach people how to use Blackbird School. I mean, it's less of sort of a convincing sales process and more of a, we're trying to sell something which is very much needed. So there's not like convincing isn't needed. We just have like, we just have teachers that go out and say, here it is. I'm a teacher. I'm using this to learn and I'm using it to teach. It works for me. It can work for you.
So you're leading by example pretty much.
Yeah. The one thing I would invite is for people who are teaching computer science today, if you want to get a look at what we're doing, go to blackbird.school and look at the free playground. That is, you know, where students go to practice and play around and make their own things. And that it's a very friendly environment. A lot of computer science teachers have, you know, they have a lot of different software in their classrooms that they'll invite kids to use. And this can be sort of one more thing that you can have in your tool chest. And I think you'll see that there's something special about it. Yeah, I guess one more thing I would throw in there is just that, you know, our goal is we want to create a more happier and more peaceful world by reducing income inequality. And that's really why we started the company. All of us in Blackbird School are, you know, really kind of pulling together and behind that goal that we feel really strongly about, and we feel really happy because we believe we have a chance to achieve it.
Well, Ness, thank you so much for speaking with us today. This is Ness Blackbird, the president of Blackbird School. For KBOO Evening News, I'm Nat Moon.